Welcome to CDM Podcast. Follow. This is one thing that we all do without our notice, whether it is being profitable or not. For our pleasure of soul, we choose to follow. Whether it is conscious or unconsciously, we are built in a way we always have that inside feeling wanting us to follow. We want to follow something that is worthy, that is not inside us, that is not within us naturally. So we walk in and follow. We are never tired of following because of our inner soul and spirit. It desires something that is fulfilling, that is satisfying. We follow because we want something that's worth following for. We follow because we are empty inside. We follow because it's something hollow that we all know. We follow because we want to be strong. We follow because we want to be achievers. We follow so that we be the record setters. We follow because it is the only thing that adds meaning to our life. We follow so that we are set apart. We following. We seek meaning in ourselves. We want to follow so that we are benefited in some way or the other. We follow in spite of our busy schedule. Oh, yes, we do that. We follow the people in the world, and that is a real fact. If you don't agree, have you not followed up with the news? Have you not followed up with that one figure who is your idol? Have you not followed in a field you might be interested in? Have you not followed your mentor? We are created in a way that we are supposed to follow something. So whether it is a child or old age person, everyone follows. We all want to follow what is true. We all want to follow what is real in this world, which is filled of lies. We follow so that we don't want to remain in the same stagnated place. We follow so that we reach somewhere that we are not presently in. So, if a person wanted to reach a different city, well, he or she has to follow guidelines on how to reach the city. Unless he takes effort to follow those guidelines, he cannot go dreaming that I am in that place or town already. Only when he says I am ready to leave the place that I am presently living, I am done, enough. All right, I want to leave and follow the way to go to the different road, a road with U-turn. I want to leave this place because I have understood where I am living. So the pursuit follow to a different city or a different country begins in the heart. To follow something, it is so crucial that you understand the present state that you are in. But this understanding of the present state or the present place that you are in right now is not with everyone. This understanding is blinded. How can this be? You can claim to say that you know your present state. Do you really know what is your present state? Do you know for sure what path you're walking in? What about tomorrow? If you don't know about present, then it is sure that you don't know about tomorrow. You can say for now, why worry about tomorrow? All I can think right now is today. Oh, my day is filled with so much of things to do. Why would I have a thought about what is going to be about tomorrow? If I do my best today and give my best today, my tomorrow is going to be bright. This is what we say to ourselves. But how can this be true? How real this can be? To think that I have everything in my control, I have everything in my hand, I am the master of my life. You can go ahead and think with this principle or idea. But for sure, how can you know your present state for certain? How can you know your present state when you are blind? Only God can show us our present state, the state that we are in right now. Only He can show us the path that we have to follow. God desires us to follow Him, and that is the reason we have this instinct inside us to follow, to work hard, and to move to a different place. Let us give ourselves to follow God.